Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy almost last Eras Tour weekend.
No!
Devastating. Devastating.
Don't do it!
As it gets closer, I really am starting to get anxious. Like, I'm starting to get, like, sad and
weird. Just crazy. Like, I was going through all the DMs and stuff, and, like, we'll get to it, obviously, but, like, people are like, oh, the last show. I'm just like, I can't believe it's really... the last three shows.
I know.
It doesn't feel real at all.
No, it doesn't. And to me, it's a little bit like a, like, I don't know. I personally, if I were to put myself in Taylor's shoes, I'm so fucking excited for this to be over.
You know
what I mean? Like, I'm ready for it to be over. I'm ready to have a break. And we've talked about this multiple times. But I really think that, like, this whole concert, the Eras Tour era, everything about it has impacted so many of us on such a level that it's hard to even describe.
Yeah.
I'm going through the Eras Tour book for the first time, and I had to stop halfway. I got to the red section or to the Evermore section, and I was, you know, then I'm seeing all the lights from Marjorie, and I'm like, I gotta close this book. But the like little tidbits in it and all the conversations, just something interesting that I noticed too. Her talking about how I was in the Reputation section, and she was like, and at this point I come out and everyone says 1, 2, 3 let's go bitch, and it's something I look forward to every night. And so you she's like, it's one of the things I look forward to every night. And it almost is like we're a part of the show too, you know? Like,
yeah,
she knows about all of our little things that we do. She knows about all of the like traditions and the fun and whatever. And so much so that she looks forward to like the participation of the audience every night. Like, we're all putting on this show together. You know what I mean? And that's just kind of how the Eras Tour makes you feel. And, you know, it's going to leave a big hole in a lot of our hearts. And I don't know what we'll fill it with.
It's
something that we didn't even know we needed, I think.
I know. It is crazy. I will say, like, all good things have to come to
of
an
course.
End. Especially with, like, tours and stuff. I always feel like it's the same thing with, like, TV shows, you know?
Absolutely.
A season too long, it can ruin the whole thing.
Totally.
You know, God forbid, she could get sick. She could hurt herself, you know?
So true.
The extreme exhaustion. Mm-hmm. It's just... so many things, all the dancers, all the workers,
everyone
transporting all this shit every single weekend for almost 2 years. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, as much as I don't want it to end, because I do feel like it's just going to be like, well, what now?
What,
like,
are we going to do
what
now?
What are we going to do now?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's a bittersweet feeling for sure, just being like, hate to see her go, but I love to watch her leave.
Love to watch her leave,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I do also love the, I love the fact that, like, it's all wrapping up at the, you know, near the holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody gets to go home.
Perfect
for
timing.
Everyone
yeah.
gets to go home and see their family in this time, and that's just wonderful. And you know that that's intentional, and you know that, like, that's what she cares a lot about. So I think it's just lovely. But of course, there are only 3 shows left, and I don't even know, you know, I don't know how many tickets are left. I'll tell you right now. But if you are still on the fence at this point in time, it's Thursday. The first concert's tomorrow.
Let me open up the Game Time
app. Let's see what Game Time's got going for us, because this is pretty much your last chance. Like,
last chance.
The next 3 days from now, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, are your last chances to go see the Eras Tour. If you haven't already, if you feel like you need to process it more. Oh, what? Cheapy?
Yeah. Wait, okay.
Oh,
sorry, I got confused for a second, but these are behind the stage tickets.
Oh,
but I'm seeing some deals
low.
On the floor.
That's good.
Yeah, seeing some, mostly in the, like, 200, 400 section, but the 200 section is, like, technically the 100 section for Vancouver, it seems
got
like.
Got it, okay. So it's, like, the first level.
Yeah, the first
like.
Level.
Yeah, is the 200 section.
Where was that number that I just saw? I saw $511.
Ooh.
I don't know where that was, but somewhere. I would just keep a big, big eye out on Game Time.
Keep
it's
an
the
eye
place
out.
To go. You
last
guys know.
Last minute stuff. Yeah, last minute. We're always talking about that. Last minute ticket prices, last minute tickets, swiping them for yourself, you know. Like we said, though, you know, watch out for those behind the stage tickets. See, you know, just keep your eyes peeled on what that's all about. But I think that, again, if you're waiting to pull the trigger for yourself, and it's within your budget and it's reasonable and it's something that you really want to do and a place that you really want to go, then just do it, because it's you will not regret going to the concert in the slightest.
It's now or never. And obviously, we've had an amazing time at the Eras Tour, and we couldn't have done it without Game Time. And they are the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports.
Yes, they are.
now with their brand new Game Time Picks feature, they're making it even easier to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff so to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. Mm-hmm. Just pull up your chosen event and turn on the GT Picks setting at the top of the screen or browse the best local Game Time Picks deals near you on your Game Time app homepage. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code TWATCH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code TWATCH for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it?
Game time. And wait a second. I feel like we didn't actually... I want to pull this guitar over here. Game Time gave us this guitar.
Anyway, here's Wonderwall.
And I just wanted to show you guys for a second. It was really cool and nice of them to give this. Yeah. None of us can play guitar, but it was just a nice cool thing. And we put some friendship bracelets on, and it's been decorating our studio for a couple of weeks. Yeah. But I don't think we discussed it at all.
No.
But I think it's cool.
I acknowledge the guitar. Yes.
Yeah. I feel cool having it in here. Mm. It feels musical and it feels exciting.
It makes me want to play the guitar.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Bad.
Unfortunately, we got our own. Custom guitar. We didn't need the Taylor Swift guitars. We got our own
custom.
Exactly.
Yeah, we got our own custom. Stew. I was worried it was gonna fall. We got our own custom, and I hope it's still in the frame. like it's supposed to be.
I'm sure it is.
Regardless, though, yes, we have our own custom guitar because we couldn't get the Folklore Evermore ones. Right? Mm. You wanted the Evermore one?
Yeah.
I still like want the Folklore one. You know what? I showed my parents over break because my dad plays guitar, and I was like. What's the deal on this guitar? He said, oh, that's a nice guitar and a good price. And I was like, damn, okay. So for anybody, you know, I don't think anybody was going crazy about that. But for anybody concerned over a $400 guitar or whatever it was.
I feel like that's like on the cheaper end for a guitar anyway.
He said it was a really good deal and a good guitar brand.
Yeah, I feel like you can't find guitars. A guitar like under $200?
No way.
I don't know what the guitar business is honestly.
It's booming, by the way. Mm. Instruments are expensive.
Yeah,
they're expensive.
Instruments
are really expensive. So, again, thank you to Game Time for our fun guitar.
Yay!
And for being so sweet to us and trusting us and just being our bestie.
Yes.
Being our biggest bestie for a while. But yeah, so Eras Tour, do we have any predictions at this point?
Hmm.
I think, you know, we've said like maybe some guests, we've had guests.
Yeah.
We've had good, crazy mashup surprise songs. We've had exciting things. Do we, let's predict right now, because it's the last time everybody will hear from us till the end of the tour. Do we think there will be some kind of announcement this weekend?
No.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I think I officially am thinking no.
I'm thinking no as well.
Yeah.
I just feel like.
Of anything. Not rep, not debut, nothing.
Not even an announcement of like a date, like literally nothing. I feel like the tour is going to come to a close, you know. It's about the tour now. It's not really about any type of announcement or big surprise or whatever. It's kind of like, let's appreciate the last moments of the tour. Let's soak up everything for what it is, you know, not like a different version or a new thing that some people used to get, some people didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a feeling it's going to be like, let's just enjoy this moment.
Let's appreciate what we have and not already be looking to the future.
Yeah.
Because I do feel like sometimes with Eras Tour, I mean, you know, it's so fun to clown. It's so fun to guess and do all these things. But there are moments where, especially the, you know, crazy fans on Twitter and online and stuff, where it's almost, it's the crowd is chanting more in a way where it's like, but look at what you have.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think that, and I kind of hope now too, that this is just a true homage and a true wrap up to what it was. Do we think she's going to wear any of her original outfits? I think we talked about that the other day, too.
I would hope so.
Maybe a couple. Maybe one of the original Folkmore outfits.
Yeah,
because
she's been bringing back the OG outfits, which I love. Mm-hmm. There was a outfit in the Eras Tour book that was never worn.
Yeah, right.
That Lover jacket. So I wonder
if...
The light pink. We always saw the dark pink one. Yep. So I wonder if maybe we'll get one more new outfit.
I don't know. That'd be so crazy. One more round of new.
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, like, everyone was talking about the fact that... And I don't know if there was another Lover bodysuit on the Eras book, too.
No, remember you thought it was the purple, but it wasn't.
No, I know. I'm
or
talking
was that a
about...
different thing?
There was, you know... I don't know if you got to that part in the book yet. There, so
probably
there's
not,
like a
no.
bunch of sketches of
no,
like
I didn't.
All the
I
outfits.
I saw that image.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
But no, I haven't gotten to that part yet.
And
I haven't dissected.
If I'm not mistaken, it was the Lover bodysuit and the Lover jacket where people were like, "Wait, we haven't seen those." Oh wait, this one. See, like
you
this.
Know what we should check? Swift alert.
That's true. Okay.
Do you
good.
Think they have it in there?
Good.
They know what the fuck is up.
Good point.
But
there.
I do think, sorry that I said this, because I do think that I read another thing that was debunked about this orange Midnight's t-shirt, because it looks orange in this, but in reality, I think it's just like a peachy, like textured, like it's a different kind of sparkle. I think somebody may have said that. Mm. So don't quote me on that, but I do think that that's the case.
Okay, so there's pink and blue, golden blue, purple, pink, tangerine.
And that's the lover body suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
so
yeah.
There is no new lover body suit. Okay. Okay. What I'm saying. Yeah.
But then there are only, right, there are only five body suits, but there are six jackets.
Yeah. So, and there's only five jackets on Swift Alert. Silver, black, purple, pink, tangerine.
So we're right about that.
So we're missing that light pink one.
Will you go down to the Midnight's
yes.
shirts? I wonder if people like that. I mean, yeah, this is interesting. I'm interested in this.
Yeah. Silver, bright blue, pink, light purple, iridescent, dark purple, lavender sequined, icy silver. So there's no orange.
So there's, but so there are four shirts. There are one, two, three,
wait,
four,
Midnight
five,
shirt
six.
Dress.
There
yes.
should be six shirt dresses.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. This is eight shirt
oh,
dresses.
Oh, so then she's not even putting all of her shirt dresses on here.
One, wait.
Because there's only six.
Oh, yeah. One,
she's
two,
wearing
three. Four, five, six. Oh, yeah, that's
and
weird.
This is the one that I thought wasn't there.
Yeah,
but let me look at yours for
not.
A second.
It's because it's iridescent, light purple, dark purple, blue, silver. There's no orange or like light orange.
But that might be the iridescent one.
No, the iridescent one's like blue.
Oh, is it?
It's.
Oh, so it's this one?
Yeah, it's one of those ones.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. All right. So listen. We all know that orange is making an appearance somewhere, yeah. sometime, at some point. We saw one of her friends get a Eras Tour book as a gift, and she posted about it, and she posted each, in order, hearts of the colors of her albums, and then after the white heart at the end, added an orange heart. Did you see that? I don't know which friend. I forget now.
Oh, was that the Chiefs?
One of the models' friends.
Oh, no. Was it the Chiefs owner's daughter?
Could have been.
Ava Hunt?
Yes, that's
okay,
a, yes.
That's who it
it's,
was.
That's who
yeah.
it was. And she posted an orange. Mm. You know, what does she know? Should we call her up?
There's no way she
call
knows
Ava
anything.
Hunt up.
You think?
No, there's no way. There's yeah. no way. Although you never know. Like, I don't know. Like Chiefs Travis. That would be so crazy to
yeah.
trust literally anyone with that information. But you never know.
Yeah.
All in all, I think that the performances are going to be outstanding. I am very curious about the mashups. I'm not even going to begin to guess because so many people have amazing theories and guesses as to what kind of mashups there are. I would sell my soul to bet that in the closing surprise song, piano mashup, whatever it is,
the
gotta
manuscript.
Have the manuscript.
Yeah.
Gotta have the manuscript.
It would be such a missed opportunity.
And
yeah.
end it with that. One yeah. last final trip to your show. I'm gonna cry. Like that song makes me that song makes me cry so much.
Yeah.
The now and then I reread the manuscript, but the story isn't mine anymore.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, like whatever.
Yeah.
I'm free of this of the shackles that this whole that this my entire life has been, you
yeah.
know what I mean? And she's a different person, different life. It's just so exciting. Just
yeah,
so exciting.
I completely agree. I feel like
wait.
Manuscript would be a huge missed opportunity, maybe even a Long Live moment.
I feel like she's got to bring back Long Live for the
yeah.
last three shows. Like,
people
I just
are
feel
clowning
like,
that she's
going to
bring it back for the set because I don't know if
no,
this
I
is,
think so.
Yeah,
that,
oh,
I,
you think?
I would guess if she's bringing it back, I think she puts it in the set. Like, I don't think she's going to waste a surprise song on Long Live.
Yeah, okay.
She could. But I think that she's why not? You know,
yeah.
an extra couple minutes in the towards the end. It's
yeah,
the last
right.
fucking shows. And they already know all the choreography. They already know all
yeah.
the stuff. All they have to do is sing one more song in that set, you know? So we'll see. But I have a feeling, at least the last show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Add it back into
yeah.
the set.
It's going to be emotional as fuck.
So emotional.
Yeah.
So emotional. Just really exciting stuff. But
yeah.
I know that, that you know, everyone's excited about the tours. I know that... Travis and Jason are neither of them are going, but they are, you know, they've got Taylor on their brain. They're talking about Tay Voodoo on their podcast.
So crazy.
Hilarious.
Like, it's crazy that they know what that is.
No, it's so funny.
So that means that Taylor knows what that is.
No, of course
you know
she
what
does.
I mean?
Taylor knows everything. Like, I think she's so plugged in, and I wonder the level of plugged in. Like, how does she stay plugged in? Does someone tell her everything?
Yeah,
or does she look herself?
I feel like she has to have like a burner or something.
Definitely burners. But if she's looking herself, like power to her for staying strong, you know,
yeah.
like, 'cause there's so many crazy fucking people out there lurking and saying things for no reason. For her to find out all of these things, like, she has to see some bad shit too. Like there's good and bad to all of these things. But they're talking about Tay Voodoo on the podcast.
Yeah, they're like, Jason was like, I don't know how you guys did it. Like it really seems like, and Travis is like, don't say it. Like don't say it. And he's like, Tay Voodoo. Like he's like, are you talking about the Tay Voodoo thing?
You talking about that Tay Voodoo shit again? So funny.
Hilarious. I mean, the facts write itself here, you know?
Sometimes it do be like
it's
that.
Too much of a coincidence at this point.
Yeah,
it's to not too much. Say she doesn't have magical powers.
Too much of a coincidence.
Yeah.
A quick follow-up. I just want to say this before I forget. Mm. Nothing to do with Travis and Jason. Love them. Love them to death.
Love them.
Quick follow-up on our conversation about Billboard, Rolling Stone, et cetera, the other day. Mm. Since then, you know, Rolling Stone's dead to us officially.
Yep.
They're flip-flopping son of a bitches, so they're dead, officially dead. And then Billboard continues to be dead. They, of course, named Beyonce number one pop artist of the century, which, again, we love Beyonce. So, fine, yes. And there are things that she's done that I understand why putting her in that spot or whatever. The problem I have with Billboard is that even in the Beyonce article, they talk about how, like, numbers-wise, it should go to Taylor, but Beyonce, culturally, and this and that and whatever. And, like, that's all fine. But then not only are they, like, recalibrating after getting all the shit for the Taylor stuff over the week, not the ranking, but the disrespect with the posting, the Kanye stuff in the video, like, that is what people are mad about.
Yeah.
Like, people are annoyed. Yeah, we're joking around about the rankings, but, like, we're joking around about that. That's whatever. It's the other stuff that's fucked up and why Billboard is over. But they write this thing about Beyonce. They're talking about Taylor. They're trying to put their tail between their legs, cover their ass, whatever the fuck is going on. It's taking away from Beyonce. Mm. It's insulting to Taylor. It's an embarrassment for the company as a whole. And I don't like how I feel played by Billboard. And I think a lot of people do too. Like we keep saying this. They made up this fake list and these fake rankings and just decided to cause chaos online against two of the biggest online fan bases that we have, pitting, two women against each other for clicks and views and conversation. And they got it. They got it. It worked. Everyone's talking about Billboard. Maybe it's not the way that you thought they would, but everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to me that now media outlets, especially when it comes to music and artists and famous people or whatever, all they do is rage bait instead of clickbait. Like I think there's a big difference between the two. Clickbait is one thing where you think it's one thing and it's not. Rage baiting, I think, is so like low hanging fruit, dumb as fuck. Like you have no brain if that's what you're resorting to. Like no creativity, no integrity, nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm sick of it now entering mainstream media. And I saw another tweet about it being like, mainstream media needs to stay out of Stan Wars. Like they really do. They really do. It is not the news. What happens on Twitter is not the news. As much as Elon Musk wants everybody to say it is,
I feel like it's more like if they're gonna do these lists, like do them based off statistics. Like you can't do it based off
or be really clear about how it's an opinionated list.
Yeah.
Which it's not. It was not clear. Which again, who cares if it's
because
opinion,
Billboard's job is to report on music. So if you're gonna report on music, like do it accurately, do it factually, and
Billboard's not an opinionated like Rolling Stone. Yes, I understand a little bit more being opinionated, but also they're whatever, they're flip-flopping sons of a bitches. I said a minute ago, but Billboard's whole job is statistics and numbers and rankings and streams and charts and whatever the fuck.
Yeah, that's why I will say I do understand the Beyonce pick, and I feel like you said that too, like they had some stupid that's what annoys me the most. It's like, stick to your guns.
If you're gonna
make Beyonce number one, be like, Beyonce's number one. She's a fucking badass. She deserves, obviously, and all this is true. She deserves number one.
Definitely.
And I will say Billboard made a decent point. They were like, we picked Beyonce because Taylor like didn't get her start until 2006. Like Beyonce had been doing it a little bit longer, whatever. It's artist of the century. It's not artist of 2024, pop artist of 2024, or pop artist of the last 10 years, whatever.
Yeah.
So I do get that because Beyonce has been culturally relevant for, I guess you could say, longer than Taylor Swift. Right ish.
I think they're
like Destiny's
almost,
Child was like 2000.
Destiny's Child was maybe like 2002, 3.
Yeah, so like by a couple
so like
years.
A couple years.
Yeah, so it's like
that's
it's,
why. Yeah, it's a stretch to be honest.
Exactly,
because they're and Beyonce's a little bit older. She's 40 something. So sorry, I don't want to age Beyonce if she's not 40 yet.
She might be like 39. I feel like she is 40.
Beyonce's 43.
Yeah, okay.
So she's 10 years older than Taylor, and I would say she has 5 years on her career-wise.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it, but yeah, the backtracking and the tail between your legs, like, oh, well, you know, Taylor has the numbers, blah, blah, blah. It's like yeah, we know that.
He said, we're well aware.
So why are you not making your lists off of that?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, like, you're not the, like, Billboard needs to stop. Whoever is over at Billboard, they need to understand that if they now want to become, like, an opinionated media outlet or, like, thought pieces and you know, they want to be Pitchfork, they want to be Rolling Stone, fine, then you need to rebrand your whole fucking shit. Because Billboard is the only place that we know is about charts and numbers and streams and whatever. And if they want to be something different, then you got to make that pretty fucking clear, because it's not clear and everyone's pissed at you and everyone hates your guts. And I'm not watching the BBMAs still.
It's mostly, and, it's all, know, it's just them. The Kanye thing. Like the
it is,
famous.
It's that.
Yeah,
it's that. And that half-assed apology.
Tweet apology and then running back being like, oh, but okay, whatever. Like,
but also,
you knew exactly what you were doing, putting that in the video. Yes, and we said that last episode and like, yeah, so it's just so stupid.
I also think though that this completely calculated pit the two against each other is also real. I think that they were like, oh, we're gonna get him cooking, we're gonna get him talking all for a whole week about us and whatever. And I just don't like being taken advantage of like that.
Yeah, Tina Knowles, somebody, I think like TMZ or somebody asked her like, how do they feel? And Tina, you could tell that they just like didn't give, she was like,
of course not.
She's like, she said something about like, we always get high numbers or something like
that.
Like,
go off, Tina.
Clearly,
leave
they
Tina
don't.
Tina Knowles alone, like right? She's fine. Like leave her. She's busy.
Like
she's
clearly
busy being the
mother
to the biggest pop star of the century.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
So clearly, I mean, Beyonce didn't post about it, and
neither did Taylor.
They said, "Bae's Billboard honors is nice, but we're used to the wins."
Exactly.
Which is funny. So like, yeah, they don't care.
Nobody
about
gives a fuck
about some stupid article from Billboard.
And they shouldn't. But that's, I guess, my qualms, my issues come from the fact that people online, it just stirs it all back up. And it just has people making jokes like, oh, the Swifties are pissed because Taylor's on number one. It's like, no, that's not why we're pissed. And that's not, that's not what's happening here. And nobody, like, surface level, it just looks like Swifties are crazy because their fave didn't get number one, and that's just not the case. That's just not what
Billboard
it is.
Billboard put a video of her naked body in her fucking thank
because
you
Billboard's,
video.
Somebody over at Billboard's fucking brain dead. They need to get fired. And that's just what's happening. And like, you know, it's whatever. But that was just a follow up on them. They're all dead. You know, Rolling Stone can jump in the grave as well.
Yep.
Rolling Stone put out, the reason they're dead too is they put out a list of like the top 25 albums of the year, and Torture Poets is 23 after. When it came out, they were, I've never seen someone suck
give
a dick of an album so hard as Rolling Stone.
Said it was an instant classic.
Grammy wins.
Yeah, said it was going to win album of the year.
Literally just like gobble. Yeah. And then all of a sudden now it's number 23 on the fucking
list.
Get your
stances straight. Like you have one writer giving it 100 out of 100. One writer saying instant classic. Then one writer having it 23 out of 25. Make up your fucking mind.
But they're doing the same thing. They know, they're like, oh, people are going to have a lot to say about that list. And the list is going to be shared and whatever. And it's like all these people, they just want views and clicks and whatever. And just like when you see these outlets making these rankings and these numbers, it's going to happen a lot. You know, it happens a lot at the end of the year always. Just ignore it. Like, Taylor Swift is number one in our hearts and number one in our Spotify Wrapped list. And that's all
facts.
That really matters.
Facts.
Number one, congrats to Taylor on being Apple Artist of the Year.
Yay!
Torture Poets being Apple Album of the Year.
Yay!
Spotify Artist of the Year.
Yay!
Spotify Album of the Year.
Woo!
Queen.
Slay.
Number one on both of our lists.
Yep.
Although I got nervous this morning when I was watching my thing.
Yeah.
Because remember how I said a few weeks ago, I was like, I'm scared about my Spotify Wrapped because I've been listening to a lot of Chappell Roan. Like I had a time over the summer because again, like obsessed with Torture Poets. Three out of my five top songs were Torture Poets, but it's a very depressing album and I was, you know, very depressed over the summer and needed some upbeat music. And I was listening to a lot of Chappell and a lot of Sabrina. And when Spotify started, like, you know, it starts and it starts playing your songs or whatever.
Yeah.
Three Chappell songs in a row it started playing for me.
Oh.
I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, I can't post. How am I going to explain myself?
The shame.
Chappell's number one, but no, she's number two. Sabrina three for me, Ariana four, and Gracie five. I was surprised Gracie squeezed in there at the end.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't even know that you listened to her.
I've been listening to her since she opened for Taylor. I've been listening to her a lot. Yeah.
Mine was Taylor, Gracie, Sabrina, Ariana, Charli XCX.
Yeah, good. So I got. I was surprised I didn't have any Charlie in there because I listened to that album a little bit.
Yeah,
I listened
to Brat so much in the summer, so that makes sense. But yeah, my whole my top songs were all Torture Poets.
All Torture Poets. Yeah. What were your songs?
Number one, Fresh Out the Slammer, The Bolter, Guilty as Sin. So High School, which surprised me, and I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
You love that song. Though, I love think, that on the song. Low. Like I think that not what, on the so low,
high,
but like
so High School.
Yes.
Yeah, I do.
I feel like you bring it up a lot.
I do really do love that song.
Mine were, my top artists are Taylor, Chapel, Sabrina, Ariana, and Gracie. And then the songs are number one, Red Wine Supernova, which is why I thought like Chapel's gonna get up at the top. Which I listened to.
Wait, that was your number one song?
My number one song is Red Wine Supernova. Yeah. And I must have listened to that song. Like I would have it on repeat and just like walk around the city. Like I was obsessed. Yeah. And it was just good vibes. Like something about the, why don't you come over?
Back in my house, I got a California crib.
Okay. Maybe it's a twin bed. Or some mermaids. Don't worry, we're cool. I love it. Second was Please, Please, Please. Another one that I was shocked that she snuck in there. And then Fortnite, I Hate It Here, and I'm Gonna Get You Back, which I'm Gonna Get You Back is kind of funny being in there. I Hate It Here, no surprise.
Fortnite is surprising.
Fortnite is because I saw another girl tweet about this being like, my number one song is Fortnite, and this is what happens when you listen to Torture Poets in order every time, which is exactly what I do. I put it on, I just put it in order. So Fortnite make, but I also love Fortnite. Like,
yeah,
I,
great song.
Just a really good song. I was supposed to be sent away, but they forgot to come and get me. That opening just, oh, I love it. But yeah, good shit, good stuff. Yeah.
People are complaining about Spotify Wrapped this year. They're saying it's not as fun as it was last year, which I agree.
That actually, I totally agree.
Apparently, they fired all of the people that like made it fun and cool last year, like all the designer, graphic designers and people, and they just used AI this year.
Oh, well, it's
so that's why it's like not as fun.
There's no heart and soul in it.
There's
at
no
all.
Heart and soul. Like I liked getting like top genre and like all those like fun little like tidbits, like where in the world, like
I was cracking up at the one I think I definitely favorited it. Let me see if I can find it. It was one tweet that was like Spotify Wrapped is so lazy this year. They didn't tell me whether that gay little town in Vermont still matches my music taste. And I'm like, exactly. Like, so true. Like, I want to know who listens to music like me.
I love that. And I love how they do. Well, they did like, I don't know. It just felt like it wasn't as fun and interesting as it was last year. I feel like there was like more fun things to share.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
So, a little disappointed, but
a little
still
disappointed,
fun.
But still fun. Something, a big revelation this week. How many people listen to Apple Music?
Yeah.
It's growing. It's growing a lot. People are also saying that you're good. People are saying that sonically it's better. Like the music, it sounds better in Apple Music, which I don't know how that's true.
I wonder if they're using Apple headphones.
True, like who knows? So, like, but people are saying that they're like it's factual that the music on Apple Music is better than the other streaming platforms, which I never heard or knew.
I'm just
before.
Too lazy to cross over. Like it's just too late. Me too. Like, I'm already neck deep in fucking Spotify.
Right. My Spotify is so curated for me that at this point, like Apple Music won't know what to do with me.
Yeah, they'll exactly.
Be like, oh, we don't know.
I like that Spotify has like the day list and it has like the different radios to listen to, the DJ. I use the DJ all the time.
So I saw that DJ this morning for the first time.
Yeah.
I'm not very much in, like, I don't do all the funky stuff.
Like,
usually.
It's good for the car because, like, once you, like, run out of, once you listen to every single Taylor Swift album.
Right. It's like,
it's
what
like, okay,
here?
Well, now what do I listen to? You put on the DJ. He picks the music
the DJ,
for you based off of, like, your algorithm, what you listen to. So it's, I like it.
I clicked him this morning and it was like, hey, I'm a DJ, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh. And then I shut him off, and then I felt bad, being like, "Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to."
That's how I felt when we got like the message from Taylor at the end of the Spotify Wrap. She's like, "Hey," I'm like, "Oh my god, hey!"
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Is this
what's
meant
up?
Just for me?
She's like, "It's really cool."
Yeah.
You know what I noticed? Something I noticed about her and giving that little speech, and
she
it's
was
something
wearing the same exact thing.
Well, she's always wearing the same thing like that. That was probably like the same video from last year, to be honest. But I look at myself about that. I'm about to expose something about myself that an insecurity about myself that I notice and that I hope now that I try very hard not to do, but people are going to notice it now. I have a hard time with not so much with eye contact, but I'm always kind of looking around, like kind of staring out into space, looking for the words that I'm saying because I can think better that way for some reason. And she does that in her thing. Like she'll be talking to the camera and then she'll look around and like start talking and then come back or whatever. And I was like, girls, I was like, that makes me feel better. Because I also have a hard time. Like, that's if like I'm awkward, going on a rant, like I'm looking, yeah. I'm like looking out or even looking into a camera, I'm a little weird. So I'm like,
It's awkward, like talking directly to a camera, like staring at a camera and being like, hey guys, thank you so much for, like, you want to look a little normal.
For hanging out here, right? It feels a little too, like, whatever. So like, I'm always kind of looking off in the distance. And it made me feel better that she was doing that. That's just a dumb thing that I noticed.
I thought it was funny how she was like, she came off a little, it wasn't like awkward.
No, it was, it was a little awkward.
Like fumbling with her hand. She's like, thanks. Like, this is really cool. I was like, Slay Queen.
I really felt seen. Like, I was like, this is exactly how I would do this if I were very one artist. But
I always love getting that. It feels personal.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yes. Yes, it is. Gia, last night I was in my apartment and I was thinking, oh, I'm cold as fuck.
Oh.
I was chilly.
It's
was
so very cold now.
And listen, my heat in my building, it comes on, but for some reason it wasn't kicking on in that moment. Something was going on. And I was panicked for half a second. And then I remembered, oh, wait a minute. I have my beautiful new knitted blanket from Boll & Branch, cranberry color. And I could just wrap that right up with my waffle blanket from Boll & Branch as well. And I can just stay warm. Because, of course, our besties at Boll & Branch always have our back.
Yep.
Morning, noon, and night.
Well, I was very chilly after my shower.
Oh.
There's nothing worse than getting out of the hot shower and it's so cold.
Nothing worse.
And I said, oh, burr. I'm so chilly. Thank God I have my Boll & Branch monogrammed robe to keep me warm in these chilly nights.
Nothing. If you take anything away from Boll & Branch being a bestie on the pod and obviously supporting us, we love the sheets, we love the blankets, everything. The fucking robe,
no, it's luxurious as fuck.
Get the robe.
Yeah.
Like, it is so soft.
It's
it is
the
so
one
cozy.
Robe
it's warm. Warm.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
The one robe that I can actually like do my hair and makeup in and not be sweating my dick off.
Yes.
I had like the Harry Styles like pleasing robe. Oh God, I would like literally be dripping in sweat after even just blow drying my hair. Mm-hmm. This is it's so breathable, it's light, it keeps you warm. It's
perfect.
So fabulous. I'm just so obsessed with it. I go home and put it on like after work.
Absolutely. I feel like Diane Keaton in it always too.
Oh yeah.
It's because it's long too. It's like a longer robe, but it's like it's light though.
Yeah.
Like, I have a couple long robes that are really like heavy and a little much and bulky or whatever. This is not the case at all, but it's so perfect.
Yeah,
so like, like we said, we're always joking about
it's like a bougie
stuff,
version of like the hotel robe, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
So you guys know that we love Boll & Branch so much. They are a bestie on the pod. We literally use them every single night when
every day.
To sleep, when we shower, everything. So Boll & Branch's signature sheets are made with the finest 100% cotton and get softer with every single wash. These sheets will immediately change your sleep and bring you the dreamiest bedding experience. So true.
Mm-hmm.
The way that my sleep has improved is just incredible.
It's shocking. I slide into my bed and I'm like, literal luxury. Like,
literally.
Can't believe it. The nicest sheets I've ever had in my life. Like, that is a fact.
Oh, by far.
By far.
Boll & Branch's products are made different so you could sleep better at night. And their signature sheets come wrapped and ready in a beautiful holiday box, perfect for Christmas season, holiday season.
It's so very cute wrapping also.
Very
when they
cute.
Send us stuff, they wrap
oh my
it up
God,
for
it
us
was
nice.
Very
it's
bougie.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
yeah, very bougie, very
they take their
pretty.
Time with like the cards and the verbiage and all the ribbons. It's
very
so
chic.
Lovely. Yeah,
very
yeah.
chic. And it's you know, like we're saying in this ad right now, the holidays are coming up. It's a perfect gift. I was talking about Boll &
Branch
with my parents over
because
the weekend
people,
on Thanksgiving.
I feel like sometimes people hesitate to treat themselves.
Yes.
And especially
no
with
one wants
their,
to treat themselves anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, did you watch Parks and Rec? Treat yourself.
Exactly.
Come on.
So gift you and your loved ones a better night's sleep with Boll & Branch. And right now is their best offer of the entire year. Shop their cyber event for 25% off plus free shipping on your first set of sheets. Just head to BollAndBranch.com and use code TaylorWatch. That's Boll & Branch, BOLLAND branch.com. Promo code TaylorWatch, limited time only. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It seems that she was preemptively celebrating the... Or, you know, maybe celebrating the Apple win and preemptively celebrating the Spotify win. Out to dinner with Gigi last night.
Yes!
Out on the town. Do we know where?
No, they didn't say in
my
the TMZ
right
article.
Now.
It just said out and about in New York City.
She's here. Which, but, there was something going on in Philly. Was there something going on in Philly? Sorry that I'm like literally picking my lips right now. They're just so
something going on in Philly. Not that I know of.
Like,
yeah,
I
they
thought
just
somebody said like Travis was in Philly for something, but that might be a lie. That might have been a lie.
You know, just said stepping out for a girls' night with BFF Gigi Hadid and NYC. Mm-hmm. Hit the town Tuesday evening in a all black ensemble,
looking beautiful.
Yes, yeah, so
dress, by
beautiful.
The way.
They must have gone somewhere nice if they're in like full ass fucking dresses and heels.
They,
but I mean,
they're always kind of dressed up.
Oh, sorry, the Waverly Inn.
The Waverly Inn.
Delicious
I
restaurant.
I love the Waverly Inn. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I love the Waverly Inn.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't even know I loved it that much.
I do love the Waverly Inn.
I do love it.
It's very good.
It's cozy in there, too.
Yes, yeah.
And these are really pretty, really cute outfits for the Waverly Inn.
Very cute outfits. I mean, I love Gigi's, like, all red motor jacket with the red skirt. Love.
I got to tell you right now, Gia. Taylor obviously looks beautiful. She's wearing a Jonathan Simkhai dress and, you know, Gucci shoes. She's got her...
Her earrings are so beautiful. It's the
Doen bag.
The earrings are like the ones that she wore to the Golden Globes, or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. But here's the thing. Gigi Hadid ate that the fuck up.
Yeah.
Her outfit was
her outfit is so good.
Right. She's obviously so chic, but like those like burgundy red, like more light red leather boots. I was all night long. I was looking for
leather
boots.
Leather,
the same
those
one.
Leather
I found
boots.
I found them, but they're sold out everywhere already. Which like they're probably from like last season.
Hmm.
And then her matching jacket with that red skirt. Whatever. I want that whole outfit. I need if there is a stylist who like lists everything that Gigi's wearing, I need to know what that outfit was from last night because it was fantastic.
It was fabulous. They both looked great. And Taylor just looked so elegant.
So beautiful.
Oh God. I really like that outfit.
That she's been wearing her hair up lately. I wore my hair up going out the other day in a bun and when getting ready, my hair was being totally incorrigible. Like I couldn't do anything with it. Had to put it in a bun and it was like a club night and I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm wearing a bun to the club. Like this is crazy. But it ended up being so great. I got so many compliments. I was told I looked beautiful like 10 times.
I was like, wow,
I need to start wearing my hair up more. Like,
I always get complimented more when I wear my hair up.
Yeah. But I don't know what that's about.
I don't know if it's a bangs thing. I feel like when I had bangs, I hated putting my hair up.
Oh, no. I like it more that I have bangs because I do the wispy pieces and it's like
Cute, but I always felt like I looked like a little lad when I had my...
If your bangs are not done right,
you
look like a little lad pretty quick.
Yeah. Like, so I was just like, ugh. Like, I always... But she can pull off the bangs with the updo so well, and it makes her look like a princess.
No, it really does. I also won't do ponies or buns or something like when we're doing this because then you can't see because then I'm a little lad because you can really you can't see my hair in the back.
Yeah,
but if I'm in motion, you know, which I am, I guess on this podcast,
right.
But you can only see the front of my face really. So it's like you gotta think about all the angles. Mm. And she not a bad angle on this girl.
And the highlighter that she was wearing was popping,
fabulous.
Needs to know what highlighter
it's
she.
Probably her usual. Well,
Pat McGrath or something.
Yeah, Pat McGrath. I wonder if she does her...
Just gorgeous. I mean, look at that shine.
I wonder if she... Yeah, no, out of control.
Yeah.
I need to start wearing highlighter more. You know what?
I never wear highlighter.
Me neither. We do have a highlighter stick we got from our friends.
Oh,
over at Thrive Cosmetics.
Yeah,
so I gotta start using that because it's definitely a part of my skincare / beauty routine that I am not...
I feel like highlighter I use more in like the summer because that's when you're like glowy.
Totally,
and tan.
Yeah, you
got
a tan.
And
yeah. But we can use it in the winter as well.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Slay.
Let's think. What else do we have Taylor wise? I want to talk about Maddie Healy's manic breakdown briefly. But
we can jump back a little bit to the Spotify Wrap stuff because Amazon Music.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
is
God.
Kind of in some hot water
yes,
right now
are.
Because they made some stupid joke about like Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends. It's just like, are we living in 2012?
It's
like,
it doesn't make any sense.
They made a joke like that's as many tears as Taylor Swift's ex-boyfriends have cried.
It was
or
like
something.
It was like you listen to blah 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 for 4,200 and something minutes. That's as many tears as Taylor's ex-boyfriends have cried.
Yeah.
And I think like. I'll say this. It's a different spin on it because usually it's like, that's how many ex-boyfriends she has. But it's like saying that all of her ex-boyfriends are crying. It gives the appearance that it's like pro Taylor. And it's like, oh, yeah, we love her, whatever. But I don't know. I just roll my eyes at those jokes. The joke is just so lame.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How many times do we have to hear this fucking joke? It's like,
I roll my eyes at the jokes.
You can't escape from it. And
they definitely thought they like, ate with that one, though. Like, they thought, like, oh, Swifties are going to love this. They're going to be like, ha ha, smallest man who ever lived, crying his eyes out all the time. Like, they thought it was, I don't think they were ill intentioned, but I just still think that people are missing the mark.
Let's just
what
focus
jokes are funny
on her
not.
Music, Amazon Music.
I know.
Let's just talk
Jeff
about the music.
Bezos.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
No, literally.
You know?
But yeah, I just wanted to say fuck you, Amazon Music.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's just the biggest low-hanging fruit ever. And they made that joke on the Netflix show, Ginny and Georgia.
And
Taylor
was
obviously very upset about it. She wrote about how she didn't like it.
She tweeted about it. But that was, I think, that joke was the worst version of this joke. Like, the joke that Amazon Music made was, like, the opposite.
Especially because Netflix...
Netflix was like more ex-boyfriends than Taylor Swift. This one is, I guarantee they thought they were like on her side. Like, she's going to love this. Swifties are going to love this. Like, I don't know why these companies, when they're trying to talk about Taylor Swift or incorporate her in their marketing plans and like whatever, why don't they ask Swifties? Like, why don't they get a Swiftie on the staff? You got to have a Swiftie on the staff, like a major Swiftie, not just a casual Swiftie who goes on Twitter and thinks they're funny. You need real Swifties.
Yeah.
Like, you need boots on the fucking ground. This is where we're at in this day and age.
Yeah.
And, you know, first and foremost on the scene was Dave Portnoy being like, we need a Taylor Swift genre, and here we are.
Yeah.
And I think that is important because I think that because we exist and we talk about all these things, you know, Barstool's covered.
Yeah, totally.
We're good as one, you know what I mean? Like, we know it's real. And if anybody internally gets snippy, we're the first to call them out.
Yeah.
We're quick with it. Mm. These other companies need us.
Yes.
They need us is what they need. They need us. They need people like us.
You guys need us to come to Amazon Music, whip you guys in shape. We can do
it. We're ready
okay?
to do
it.
Any place that's willing to do it. Billboard, I'll come in and
you guys need a Swifty boot camp. Like, we'll fucking whip your asses into shape.
We will do it.
Yeah.
Without question.
So screw you, Amazon Music.
Screw you, Amazon Music. We're out on you. Also, I guess you know who's listening to Amazon Music are people that play music on their Alexa all the time. Like, I bet my parents have Amazon Music like rap because they listen to
Alexa
24/7.
Yeah. I think I also might have an Amazon Music account.
You must.
Yeah, because I have my Alexa.
I think my Alexa actually connected with my Spotify though.
So is mine.
Yeah. So then you're probably fine.
Next thing I have, Amy Adams said that
she
would be interested in playing Tree Payne in a biopic. The elusive Tree Payne is what the clip said.
That's amazing.
In a biopic.
I would be so down and excited for that. However, is there a world where anyone would be satisfied with whoever would be playing Taylor Swift in the biopic? Like, who could even attempt, you know?
It's such a huge role to fill.
Massive. Like Amy Adams' Tree Payne, sold. Done.
Yeah, totally.
Totally done. Perfect.
She would eat that role the fuck up. Yeah,
and
she's
I
a perfect
love
person
Amy
for
Adams.
Love Amy
love.
Adams. She said that she's like a newer Swiftie. She went...
Swiftie of 50, she said, right?
Yeah, which I love. Very cute.
I also didn't know she was 50.
I know, she does not look 50.
She does not look 50 at all.
She has aged so beautifully.
She's stunning.
She said, if it got me closer to Taylor... it'd be fun. I've always liked her music and appreciated her. I went to the Eras Tour and became a Swiftie at 50. So, good for her.
That's fantastic.
But yeah, no, I don't know. There's not even a name that could come to my mind right away where I'm like, oh yeah, she kind of looks like Taylor maybe.
No.
Like, I'm trying to think of a young,
Ashley?
Blonde.
Just kidding. Ashley's in hot water right now.
Oh.
Ashley, apparently, my mom told me this. Because my mom's addicted to TikTok now.
Wait,
that's
Ashley
like
the
impersonator.
The impersonator, yeah.
Apparently, she was given a cease and desist to stop, which I didn't know. My mom said that she saw a million videos about it on TikTok. She sent me one of them. It looked legit. I don't know how legit, but apparently because after she started walking around like near Taylor with fake security and stuff like that, she got a cease and desist. And I guess Andrea Swift was somehow involved. I don't know.
Yeah.
These are the TikTok rumors.
I mean,
that makes sense. My addicted mother told me.
I saw that video of her walking in the fucking mall with the security. I mean, it's crazy.
Crazy and weird, yeah.
Very, very weird. Like, that's
weird
just
all around.
She's always been so fucking strange.
She's always been so strange.
Taking it always way too far.
Too far.
Yeah.
And I think it got to a point where there's a CND now. But so that's the rumors I heard about that.
I'm going to Google young blonde actresses.
Like,
no.
Seriously, who
like,
could
yeah,
be
like,
it?
You know what? Maybe Elle Fanning.
I love Elle Fanning.
Yeah. She kind of, and she rocks the red lip.
Yeah, she does rock the red lip. She'd have to get bangs.
She'd have to get bangs. I could see her with bangs.
I need to see all these women with bangs to be able to be able to tell. Elle Fanning would be a great young Taylor, like Red Era Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's like Lily, like all these girls have like two like round of faces almost because like Taylor's such an angular face. Like Lily Rose Depp is just obviously so stunning,
she's
but
so
she's
beautiful,
too
but
like
not the same. She's angular in a different way.
Maybe Kiernan Shipka, but she's too short. I think
definitely too short.
I guess, but height doesn't really matter.
I feel like with Taylor, it kind of does because she's so
tall.
But
you can like make
she's monster on the
taller.
Hill. You know?
That's true.
So true. Yeah. So true.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about
Amanda Seyfried? No.
No, she's too old. No offense. She's older than Taylor already.
Yeah.
What about like the girl who plays What's Her Face on Tell Me Lies? Lucy.
Oh yeah.
She kinda might be.
She could
I can't
be
think
good.
Of her real name right now.
Oh my god, I know.
She could maybe be it.
Grace Van Patten. I could see that.
Yes, right?
I could totally. That's
she
a good call.
She looks a lot like
but
Shailene
she looks
Woodley.
Like Shailene Woodley
right.
so much.
But I think that they could maybe give her a cat eye and she could, you know.
Actually, that's a great call.
I feel like that might be a good.
Kelly, yeah.
That might be a good one.
Because she has
know,
that
she
angular
right into
face,
my head.
Too.
Yeah. I'm trying to picture her with bangs. Mm. And I think if she had the red lip and they gave her the smoky eye, like cat eye look. Yeah, I think maybe.
That would be crazy.
Wow.
Talk about
so
pressure.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or either that or like a no-name nobody that we don't know who just happens to look. They'd have to do like, they might have
I wonder
to do like
if
a
they would do
search.
Like the type of thing where they just showed the back of their head.
Totally.
Instead
right.
of like having someone play
right.
her.
Having
like,
it be all about her, but she's not actually
yeah,
in
yeah.
it.
Like the
maybe the movie's about
Michael
Tree Payne.
Jordan movie.
Yes.
Well, the movie that's what it'd be. It'd be like a biopic about Tree Payne.
About Tree.
Yeah.
Oh,
but like Taylor would have to like
she'd
be
have
in
to
at
be
some
in
point.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or there'd have
or, like,
to be
the end of the
pieces.
Movie could like it could, the movie could end with her like signing with Taylor Swift.
Totally.
You know
yeah.
something
oh,
like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Like her rise. I'm honestly getting chills about the idea of a Tree Payne rise to fame movie, like a rise to
she
success.
She is like the most elusive,
she's
interesting,
so exciting. Yeah.
person in Hollywood.
Totally.
Like she could because like obviously you can read about her work achievements yep. but like there's only so much you know about her personal life and
yep.
and what she's like and her personality. It's just like yeah and obviously she's not a celebrity so she's not gonna like put all of her stuff out there. Her job is to be behind the scenes. So
exactly.
She's gonna stay behind the
and
scenes.
And she stays behind the scenes.
And she
yeah.
does yeah, exactly. She does such mm-hmm. a good job about you know
not making it about
not
herself.
Making it about her yep. and I would just love to see a little peek behind the curtain.
I would love it. Yeah. I would love it. That'd be so interesting. Obsessed with that.
And then
the director quote.
Yes.
I want you to read as well. If so good.
Yes. Okay. So I saw this quote on Twitter today and I just felt like it just embodied Taylor perfectly.
Yes.
Which I love. Okay. So Rodrigo Prieto on working with Taylor Swift on The Man and Pietro? Fortnite music videos, as mm-hmm. well as Travis Kelce being on the set for Fortnite. He said, I remember very well all the visual references she had put together for that meeting. You might think that someone with that level of success might be jaded or may just rely on others to feed her ideas, but she puts in the work. She does her research and thinks deeply about the concepts and ideas she comes up with. She seemed to be a much more experienced director the way she spoke about the cinematic language of her ideas. It did not seem to be a musician pretending to be a director. It felt like I was talking to someone who had a deep experience in that role. I think she felt very supported by Travis's presence and probably also proud to show him what she does and what kind of leader she is. She makes her own kind of touchdowns. I love that line.
I love that too.
She has so much energy and love for creativity. I am certain there's much more where that came from. She is unstoppable and her enthusiasm for her craft is contagious. I know she will always give us wonderful music, but surely she will continue branching out into other areas of creative output.
Obsessed.
Love.
And also things that we knew. Of course she's perfect. Yeah. Of course she works really hard. Of course she thinks about everything, respects everyone around her, and just wants to do her best.
I think
and
it says
it's inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It says so much that these professional people have such high praise for her.
Absolutely.
Because she is so professional. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was like, yeah, she doesn't just let other people take control. Like she says what she wants and mm-hmm. she has a vision and she wants it to be executed. And it makes me like proud to be her
Absolutely.
Fan.
Absolutely. Are you kidding
because,
me?
Because like it's Absolutely. Nice. Yeah. It's nice to know that the artist that you love so much, mm-hmm. like cares so much about the fans and appreciates the feedback and, you know, wants to put out the best thing that they could put out
yep.
for her fans, and she loves every second of what she does, it seems like. And I think with her Grammy speech, when she was like, writing is what makes me happy, I'm going to keep writing because I love making
music.
That's
what I like.
Exactly. Yeah. So like, it's nice to know, because sometimes I feel like with these celebrities, they can be so like,
their ego's getting in the way.
Woe is me in a way, mm-hmm. when it comes to their job. Like, oh, like, you know, you guys just don't get it. Like, it's so hard, blah, blah.
They're very salty about fame. Like, and this I think expands past like the more recent like Chaperone and whatever. Like, I think celebrities always get to a point where they start being like
resentful almost, yes, towards their fans.
Totally.
Which I get, because, you know,
which
fans,
I would be too.
Yeah,
to
of
be
course.
Honest. I get it.
Fans are so are just crazy nowadays.
Fans are annoying.
It's
a lot of ways. Not all fans, but a lot of fans are. And
like, we think we
know,
have.
And there are fans, quote unquote, everywhere, who just run around and actually they're just talking shit.
Yeah.
And they pretend to be fans.
You know, we think we have like some sort of say in the matter, mm-hmm. and control over their lives. It's just like, it's silly. So to know that no matter what, she always, you know, wants us to be happy, and she's putting out like the best work that she possibly can. Yeah, it's nice to see. And I think it just shows why she is where she is right now, because
Absolutely.
Of the professionalism that she has and because of the love of the job that she has. And it's even more exciting to know that she's branching out into these other fields.
Totally.
And absolutely crushing it.
Put Taylor in as many avenues as she can be in. Mm. Like, I want her everywhere.
Yeah.
I want her sprinkled in everything, especially, like you said, that feeling of pride. And it's also something like, you know, we're proud of her. We look up to her in a way. It's almost like she, because she can do all those things, and because she can do them well and she's respected, it is inspiring to see it. Because then it's like, all right, I can put myself out of my comfort zone. And if I feel confident doing this, then I should go for it.
Yeah.
And I can do it because, you know, my thoughts, feelings, creative ideas, everything like that are valid, are exciting, can be great.
Yeah.
If you know, you're passionate about it. Mm. And it just kind of, I think, is a... As always, she's just someone to look to for strength. Mm-hmm. I think that she, for strength and for passion, and just to like never feel bad about being excited about something. She's always said that. Mm-hmm. Never, you know, put your all into it. Think of other, you know, she's thinking of us. She's thinking of other people. She's thinking of herself. She's gracious to everyone around her that helps her and works with her. And it's just she's an excellent role model. She's a great role model, a great person to model yourself off of in general. Just in terms of attitude. Like, I think her attitude is just so good. And especially in this kind of world and with the kind of scrutiny she's under at all times, to keep that good attitude is really
Must
difficult.
Be so
It'd
hard.
Be so hard for anyone normal, and she is not normal. Like, the way that she can just take it in stride, and even when she gives those speeches and she talks about her fans or whatever, she never mentions the shitty fans.
Because
there are shitty fans.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't even...
I feel like Torture Poets was the first time where she was like, hey guys, like, let's relax.
100%.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it was definitely peak, you know, freak season.
Yeah,
all these freaks
were
coming out of the woodwork and whatever. So I understand that. But even that was just kind of like stern talking to, English teacher style. Like, it wasn't, you know, she wasn't like, fuck you guys, fuck the fans. She wasn't like Doja Cat, you know, trying to like get rid of her whole fan base because she's sick of her fan, you know. She'll never do something like that, which I think is really... respectful to those of us who are normal, you know what I mean? And so you know, we're the silent majority, mm-hmm. for sure. I think just exciting stuff all around. I can't wait to see some kind of movie or some kind of like something from her, because obviously these directing chops that she has from all these music videos she's been directing, I think will ultimately translate, and you know, we know this, will ultimately translate into like a feature length film. And I just, if she's popping off the way everybody says,
with
like,
Searchlight, it's in the works, so we'll see. Like, and if she's getting this praise, you know, it will be so exciting and interesting to see how the movie plays out.
Absolutely.
And everything about it. It's gonna be so cool, because
really
what a fun thing. We've kind of gotten to watch her experience, but growth. I've gotten to watch her growth as a director, you know, with the All Too Well 10 minutes. So that was so amazing.
Good. It was so good.
The Man music video is so fabulous.
I bet you think about me.
Oh,
You know, one of my favorite videos of all time.
Yeah.
I bet you think about me. Just a fantastic.
Just so
that was Blake Lively, but it was like collaborative.
Yeah,
I think,
yeah, yeah.
You know?
Just so, so fabulous. So yeah, I just have the highest hopes, highest big expectations mm-hmm. from her, and I think that she wants people to have big expectations and high Absolutely. Hopes and stuff. So yeah, it's just put a little fire under her, and it's exciting for her to try something new and branch
yep.
out.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely, without question. Without question. Mm-hmm. Speaking of branching out, Sabrina and Barry are broken up.
And Barry has been branching out.
And Barry's been branching out, apparently. So the hot gossip of the day is that Sabrina and Barry are on a break. Mm. I think that we need a global reminder that they were always casual.
I feel like they were never
like, you know, I love you, I love you. Like, so yeah. I don't think that this isn't like a heartbreak breakup where it's like, oh my, like maybe Sabrina is, you know, a little sad or maybe angry or something, or Barry, or we don't know what's going on in their lives. But of course, the rumor mill is spinning, as it always does. And apparently Brecky, that Livy Dunn ripoff, is the quote unquote homewrecker of this situation.
I couldn't even, I refuse to believe until our coworker Hubs.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Hubs.
Shout out to Hubs. He was on the scene.
His fiance has her finger on the pulse, so that's why he knows everything. But he's interested in it too. He pretends like he's not.
And he said that Livy Dunn posted like, When people finally get to see like the true colors of this person mm-hmm. and like responded to a comment about Brecky being the one that Barry cheated on
that
Sabrina
broke
with.
And
then Brecky was like reposting videos about it. Mm-hmm. It's just crazy to me. If it's true, I want Barry Keoghan's head on a stick.
No, absolutely. That would be so egregious.
Like you're cheating on Sabrina Carpenter with some fucking...
with this bitch?
Walmart Livy Dunn?
No way. Like, no way. Not a chance.
Crazy.
And that's the thing, too, about her is that her whole thing, and which is also why some people are thinking that this isn't even real at all, is because she's reposting videos talking about it. She's kind of playing into this, and she is notorious.
That's her thing. Claim to fame. Yeah, yeah.
She's notorious for being someone who likes attention and will take advantage of it and will run with
it. Even if it's negative.
Yeah. So who knows if that is actually true?
I can't believe
He's
it.
He's so insane.
Because I like Barry so much that
I love Barry.
I can't, because that will always taint my view of him if that is true. Like, what a fucking disgusting loser.
I mean, and like, what the Sabrina hell? Like, to Brecky?
No,
like, come on, be real.
Stop disrespecting Sabrina Carpenter.
Stop
like, all
disrespecting.
These men need to stop fucking
stop
disrespecting her.
She said, please, please, please don't prove him right.
No, literally.
And he went, well, I'm going to go ahead and do that. Although,
and that's
I will
the
say,
audacity of men. To be in a music video, said, don't embarrass me, motherfucker, and then do
and
the
then
most embarrassing thing humanly possible, hooking up with literally the roach.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry,
Hooking
but this girl
the
is a roach.
Yeah, no, for real. No, and she is,
I'm saying
like,
this because her whole shtick.
She glomps off other people.
Negative press and copying Livy Dunn.
Yes.
And like
to the point of like it's,
where it's like
creepy.
Fucking creepy. Yeah. Well,
Livy hates her.
Yeah,
and
Livy
is
will
open
post
about
something
that.
And she'll post the same exact thing, like
it's
wearing the
shit.
Same clothes. It's really, really strange. So that's why I'm saying
no,
that
no,
I really don't
is.
Like this girl because yeah, she thrives. She gives me Sophia LaCourt, that girl from TikTok too.
Absolutely.
They thrive off the negative. Off
they
the negative.
Love it. You're right. They try to spin something. They think they're playing the villain role.
Yeah.
They're doing this or doing that. And listen, I get it. I understand the kind of people that want to do that. But I also, at the end of the day, don't respect that kind of game.
Yeah.
Like I get the game.
Yeah.
And it works. But I don't respect that kind of game.
Yeah,
that to me is not talent. That's not content.
Yeah.
That's
just
not
crazy.
Anything. That's just like a bunch of bullshit, and that's rage baiting and clickbaiting.
Yeah,
and whatever.
Totally.
Rage baiting more than anything, to be honest.
I just hope Sabrina is taking.
I hope she's rolling her eyes.
I know,
it.
Me too.
I hope so.
Because I do feel like.
I also hope it's not real. I hope that Brecky is not involved and that they're just. It would make total sense for Sabrina and Barry to be on a break or whatever. Sabrina's on tour. They're hanging out. Barry's got
she's
a complicated
about to go to
life.
Europe. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a kid.
He has a kid. He's got a complicated life. Like, who knows what the fuck
yeah,
is
Yeah, I had
over
a feeling that
him.
They were like a situationship type
totally.
Of thing.
She basically said that to us.
Yeah.
Like, he's a situationship. And so I'm not so broken up about it, although I did like them as a couple. I think.
Yeah.
They
I did like
up.
Them as a couple. I have a feeling we're going to see them again.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I do not think this chapter
this
is over
for
them.
For Sabby.
No. I don't think it's the end.
Oh, Sari, sorry.
For Sari.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the end for Sari. But a very funny tidbit, somebody tweeted, who knows the truth of this, but I'm just laughing because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Is somebody tweeted, I was going to stay out of the Barry and Sabrina discourse, but I think now is a funny time to mention I saw them at Tompkins Square Bagels once and she paid for him. Hilarious. Hilarious.
That is so crazy.
Oh,
like,
just like so funny. Truly that is so very funny. Funny.
I really do love both of them. So yeah. I really hope that this is not
I wish
true.
Them the best. I wish them the best. And I hope that Brecky is just clout chasing as usual and she's too. Not actually involved in
like,
this.
Like, come on,
drama.
Barry.
No,
come
he can
on,
do
Barry.
Better. You know, to be fair, he's Irish and he's not, he maybe doesn't know anything about, know all about these
American
these
girls.
LA American influencers, you know what I mean? Wherever the fuck she is, who cares?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that drama. That's them. Other drama is that, and you know, we hate to bring up the smallest man who ever lived on this kind of podcast, but the mess is too funny. I'm talking about Maddie and Azalea Banks.
Oh my God.
The mess is
I thought you were going to talk about Zach Bryan for some reason.
Oh God.
I was like,
no,
what?
No, no.
Yeah.
No. The original smallest man who ever lived. Yeah. Maddie Healy.
Yeah.
I was cackling last night, Gia. Cackling at, like, so we talked about it a couple weeks ago, maybe last week or whatever. Maddie Healy seems to be on some sort of tweet rampage, like manic episode behavior or whatever. He's like subtweeting Taylor Swift and
DMing
like,
Swifties saying he's going to beat them.
Yeah. Weird shit. Like, he's doing weird shit. But last night, and we know Azalea Banks is crazy.
Oh,
everyone knows she's crazy. She's a nut job. But we love her because she's a Swiftie. We don't love her, but we like that she's a Swiftie.
We can quietly laugh at her tweets. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I am glad she's
silent.
A Swiftie.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm glad she's a Swiftie because she's so crazy and mean to everyone, but she has Taylor's back like nobody's business. So I like her for that reason. But Maddie, and I'm kind of going to stick up for Azalea, I think, right here, because Azalea, I guess, has been going off talking shit about Charlie XCX and her appearance and how she looks different now, and which Charlie just doesn't look like a 20-year-old anymore. Maybe she's had made some filler or whatever.
Fair.
I don't think it was very fair because Charlie and I are the same age. And I don't look like I was when I was 20 anymore.
She,
so it's not fair.
The picture comparison she used was a picture literally like from like 20, maybe like 12,
literally
2011.
10 years ago. Literally 10 years ago.
And then
ago,
the other one was when Charlie had like the eye tape. So it like
it was
brings
pulling
your
up her
skin
face.
Back.
And so, but she was saying something along the lines of like, it's the people she's hanging out with. They're in WeHo. They're trying to get her to dress like this and whatever. Like, it was just a crazy rant. Like, nothing to really think about. And also something that I personally think that Charlie would not care about. But
anything Azalea Banks said needs to be just dismissed.
No one pays attention to her. No one acknowledges her because she says
troll.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
She's a troll and she says crazy shit. But Maddie Healy is looking for a fight constantly. So he suddenly gets involved and he's like, if you're talking about my mates, I'm going to like this, that, whatever. You better not say anything. And, you know, and just back off. And then does another tweet and is like, and if any fucking person says anything about my Gabby, blah, 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 my missus, which nobody was talking about her. Nobody was talking about anything. He basically said to her, he said, don't you dare. Don't you dare.
Yeah.
And she said, well, you guys look like you share needles. So.
Which was crazy.
Which was a crazy thing
to say. No, like, that's
crazy
to say.
But also, again,
it took the breath
crazy.
Out. I gasped. I literally was like,
so fucking funny.
You look like you share needles is
so,
not okay.
So hilarious. Like, I'm sorry for laughing, but I'm laughing. And so,
but like, I feel like Maddie Healy also probably thought it was funny.
Of course he did, because he poked the bear. He basically asked her, roast me and my girlfriend.
Yeah,
like my
fiance. If you're going to get into a Twitter fight with Azalea Banks, like, you know she's going to
there's nothing
rip out
off
the
limits
lowest
with
hanging
her.
Fruit.
Yes,
yeah.
There's nothing off limits with her. So, but unfortunately for him, his response, he went over the top and said that he was going to beat the shit out of her next time he saw her at an award show. This is the real world. I'm going to slap you so hard that your wig's going to fly off, like all kinds of shit, which also hilarious, like very funny, but wrong, but very wrong. And so then he backtracked almost immediately. He was like, I got to delete the tweet. Doesn't matter how mad I am. I can't be saying that. Whatever, blah, blah. But now Azalea Banks is like, I'm going to sue this motherfucker. He's coming for me, talking about beating up a black woman, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it's now escalated to a point where like, Maddie Healy and Azalea Banks might literally be in a courtroom in the next like 2 months. Like, that is a dead serious thing. Like, he's trying to defuse the situation by sending her messages. He's replying to her tweets being like, no, I'm not hard. Like, I'm a soft guy. Like, I'm not into this anymore. I was matching your energy. Like, whatever. And I will stick up for Maddie Healy in a slight way to be like, yes, he was matching her energy, but you can't match energy with someone like Azalea when you're a man.
Yeah.
You can't say you're going to beat the shit out of her.
You can't say you're going
to
slap.
I could say I'm going to beat the shit out of him, yeah. Azalea Banks. Maddie Healy cannot say that.
He also tweeted, she'd fucking batter me, to be frank.
No, of course she would. She'd beat the shit out of him. Yeah. Like, it's just, all in all, it should be something funny that gets put to rest. But she now is, like, going off, being like, I'm going to sue this motherfucker. Where does he live? Oh, London or L.A.? She's going off.
They look like White Castle burger onions. It's clear you do not floss enough. You don't use the right toothpaste. Should quit cigs and you wait till after coffee to brush your teeth. Your gums look inflamed like early signs of gingivitis. You must brush your teeth first thing in the a.m. because morning breath is not a result of having a closed mouth all night. It's actually the refuse from when your heart detoxes up while a refuse from when your heart detoxes up while you sleep. Hence plaque being a fact. What? When you drink hot coffee on morning breath, as you, I can see you do, you slip the detox right back down. Use plaques, pre-brush rinse, Listerine Ultra Clean Floss, as it will not lacerate your gums.
She says Sensodyne, too. Use Sensodyne for your gums.
Sensodyne Pro-Namel Gentle Whitening. Crest and Colgate are abrasive, making it easier for your teeth to turn yellow. A Philips electric toothbrush and a Waterpik flosser. You should really work on these teeth and try to hydrate a bit more. You look like your spit is salty. Best.
I mean, that's
the
length so
that
good.
She goes like, to insult people is just, it's honestly impressive.
It's impressive and it's fucking hilarious, of course, when it's not you or anybody that you like. Yeah. And you know, she's outrageously offensive. And
yeah.
It, like, really cracked me the fuck up. That read about his teeth was so
crazy.
Accurate, so funny,
the Sensodyne.
So real. The Sensodyne, the get a water pick. I can see that you're having morning, like, she
yeah, you're
clocked
drinking coffee
him.
On your morning
like,
breath.
She clocked his ass. Like, there
so
is no
funny.
Other, like, he's dead now. Like,
but
he's dead.
He DM'd
but he won't stop.
A Twitter user, a Swiftie Twitter user, and said, you want to fucking go, you DOS cunt? You want to do this? Call my missus a name on the internet again.
Sing
I'll
it,
fuck
do it in a British accent.
You want to fucking go, you DOS cunt?
Yeah.
You want to do this? Call my missus a name on the internet again and I'll fucking smash you, you little prick. Walking around giving it the big lad because you're on your phone. I am mental and for some reason well connected. So talk shit about my missus again and I see you. I'm going to find you and batter the fuck out of you. Like, what are you doing, Maddie
what
Healy?
What are you doing? Like, for real.
Click lock on your phone.
No, lock on your phone. He did also tweet after, like, a little bit this was going down. He was like, this is usually the point where I deactivate my account. And it was like, everyone was like, you show.
It's
so
crazy.
Funny. Like, it is cracking me up. Like, I do, I love a mess. What can I say? I'm just a girl who loves a mess.
It is fun to watch two messy people go at it. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going at it. Matt has got whatever. someone asked me a question out there, totally aside, because he is talking about, he's like, I wake up, I come on Twitter, set it on fire, and then I head to the studio is like what he's doing. So he's clearly writing, and he's, the fact that he's like subliminally talking shit about Taylor Swift, not even subliminally, pretty obviously talking shit about Taylor and the fans, her fans more specifically than her, to be honest. I think that, you know, that's interesting, the fact that he's recording right now or whatever. But someone outside, I think Robbie asked, do we think that there'll be like a sly, you know, will there be like sly shade on the next 1975 album to Taylor? I think yes.
Oh.
I think without question. And maybe it's not, maybe it won't be like hit you over the head obvious, but I think absolutely. I don't think that
I just feel like he's so now like,
his ego
oh
is
my
too
Gabby,
big,
my fiance, my missus, my Gabby, my blah, blah, blah.
Well, he's that just, like, he, that's, you know.
That he's like now it. Like, I'm gonna just
I
try
think
to.
The tweets that he's done being like, ironically listening to chocolate and whatever. Like, I think that there's animosity
there. I could see it happening for sure.
I think there will be. And who knows when that album comes out. I look forward to it. That music is good.
I like I really do like the 1975.
I do too. And it's really unfortunate that we have to hate this guy forever. But I mean, he's an asshole, obviously. But regardless, the songs, blah, blah, blah. And that's that with that. And I think that's all we have in the gossip front.
Yep.
Shall we hear from the people? Gio, we've got a lot to do coming up, all right? Yeah. In the weeks coming, there's a lot to buy.
Yep.
I'm spending a lot of money. Not only am I spending money on gifts for my friends and family, I'm spending money on preparing for the holidays. I might have some friends over. I'm going to have to go to the grocery store. I might be a hostess with the mostess. And I need to make sure I've got everything I need for all my friends and everything in my life settled and ready to go. And I'm kind of looking for a little bit of cash back when I'm doing these things. If I can get a little cash back after I'm making all these purchases, then I'm going to do it. And you know where I can do that?
Ooh, where?
On the app Ibotta.
Yeah. That is 100% correct, mm-hmm. Kelly. Ibotta is a free app that lets you earn cash back every time you shop. You can earn hundreds of items from groceries to toys to tech.
Yes.
So it's perfect for the holiday season because you know you're going to be whipping up some apple pie. Mm-hmm. You're going to be buying for your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your uncles, everybody. So Ibotta is the place that you want to go for this holiday season. And the average Ibotta user earns $256 per year.
That's a whole party. That's enough money to throw another party.
Exactly.
Or a huge gift or something.
Or treat yourself. Gifts for yourself, your family. $256 is a large chunk of change that can help out anybody. So think of how much extra holiday magic you can make this season with more room in your budget. And with Ibotta, you can earn cash back that you can withdraw to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Simply add offers in the app, upload your receipt, and voila, the money is yours. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners get $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code TaylorWatch when you register.
That's $5.
Just go to the App Store or Play Store, Google Play Store, and download the free Ibotta app and start earning cash back and use code TaylorWatch. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code TaylorWatch. Let's hear from the court because your monarchy has returned.
The Raft Queens hath arrived.
The Queens have been in slumber.
We've been in the kitchen.
Yes.
We've been in the kitchen cooking up this parlay. For weeks now. After losing a stunning 3 in a row, we said, no, DraftKings. Don't come into our palace without
wins. We need to reconvene.
Yes.
Bring the court back together and start anew.
We took a hiatus from the court and now we've returned with winners.
With winners.
Gio, care to explain?
I would love.
Gio did the honors this week and I love the explanations.
So, first pick that we're going with this DraftKings parlay is one of our girls' favorite players is back on the field. We missed him so much. Isaiah Pacheco. 10-10-10. If you guys don't remember, Taylor was flashing the 10s when Pacheco was running all over the field.
And he's a great player, and he's been injured for a while. Yes. We've been missing him.
Yep, he's been injured for a while. So we are going to take Isaiah Pacheco, anytime touchdown.
Woo.
The Chiefs play on Sunday night at 8:20.
Yes.
And the line for Pacheco is +600. So that's a little, it's pretty unlikely, basically. The odds are pretty high.
The odds are pretty high. But here's the thing. Sometimes you got to think a little bit about Te Voodoo, and you got to think a little bit about coming back after a while, being away, getting high. Like, you know, I never think.
I was wrong. The line is +110.
It's still a little unlikely, but more likely
than a +600. +600 is a pretty
high.
That's
the whole parlay, right?
I was reading first touchdown score.
Got it.
Isaiah Pacheco would be the first person to score a touchdown on both teams.
Oh, that would be, that's unlikely.
That's a high, yeah.
This
is any time Isaiah can score a touchdown +110. So plus means a little more unlikely, minus means a little more likely.
I am feeling like it's his first game back.
Second game back.
And he's still going to be excited. He wants to get that touchdown. Pat Mahomes is missing his buddy. Like, everybody, that team is so good at being a team. And they're so good at sharing the love that I think that because he's been out for a while, they'll throw him the ball.
Yep, completely agreed. That's how I'm feeling as well.
He's going to be hype. He's going to be excited. He's at home.
Yep, exactly.
They're at home. It's
home
stuff.
Against the Chargers.
Against the Chargers,
So, yes, I feel
good
like
stuff.
Everything's written in the stars for Pacheco as well as the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Because
love is in the air at the Buffalo Bills.
We love love.
Love, love. And because love is in the air and Josh Allen is celebrating his engagement, he's going to be zip, zip, zipping around that field doing his best.
Josh Allen had one of the most insane games last week. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely pulled everything out of his ass. He threw the ball and caught it himself. Mm-hmm. He was going all over the place. So he is riding high off of that huge win against the Niners in the snow, might I add.
Yep.
recently engaged. So the Bills just have all of the good vibes on their side, I feel like.
Yep.
And the line for that
is... And they're just to win, right?
Just yes, the Bills just to win. Yes, just the money line for that, and that is -205. So a little unlikely, but
wait,
means...
minus? Seems likely, minus. I thought.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. More likely, sorry.
Yeah. So it's pretty likely that they're going to win. That's probably our best one in this lineup.
So we're going to be taking that. And then last but not least, we are going with A.J. Brown. Anytime touchdown, he is on the Eagles. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
If you guys don't know who A.J. Brown is, there is a super viral video of Wyatt, Kelsey, and Kylie. A.J. Brown always wears bright pink shoes on the field so that his daughter can see them.
So cute.
Which is so cute.
So cute.
And every time I see him on the field, I always think about Wyatt Kelsey saying, there's the pink shoes. Aww. There's the pink shoes.
So cute.
I see AJ. And AJ Brown is also my favorite player on the Eagles. So a little biased here, but that's okay. And he's anytime +100. So that's
cool,
a little
touchdown?
Less. Anytime touchdown.
Love it.
A little less likely, but I have a good feeling about this. AJ was a little quiet last weekend, so I feel like it's going to be his time to shine here.
Time to shine.
He's one of Jalen's like favorite targets, so I just feel like it's about time that this happens.
Perfect.
That's going to be it. It's going to be Pacheco anytime touchdown, Bills money line, AJ Brown anytime touchdown, and of course you guys can take this as a parlay. So that's all three bets have to hit.
Yes, all three have to hit, and then you can move on. Or remember, you can take them individually if you feel more strongly for one over the other, whatever. But if you want to ride with us the whole way, it's actually on the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. You can go look for our faces under the NFL category. Yep. We're usually right next to Carissa Thompson and like Dave Portnoy. Yeah. So just keep your eyes peeled for our parlay and ride with us.
Yep. And so if you've ever wondered why or ever wanted to bet on sports and wondered how to get started, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is making it easier than ever. Go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select a sport like NFL, select an option like TD scores, pick who you think will score, and place your first bet. That's like what we're doing with Isaiah and AJ Brown. And download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code TaylorWatch. That's code TaylorWatch for new customers. Bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your bet wins, only on DraftKings.
Also, remember, this is the season's coming to an end. Once playoffs come, I don't think we're going to be doing this anymore.
Yeah.
So this might be your last opportunity to ride with Taylor Watch Girls and get involved in the gambling scene.
That's true.
And DraftKings has you covered, as do we, the Draft Queens. So thank you. All right.
Jump in and hear from the people.
Fabulous. Dying to know what everyone's up to.
Well, I just wanted to play this one for Kelly. I want to say we got a lot of condolences messages. Yes.
Oh, thank you guys so much. That's
so I didn't want to play every single condolence message.
No. But
figured.
That's really, really nice. Yeah. Thank you so much for that.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gia. This is Haley. I want to say I am truly sorry for your loss, Kelly.
Oh, thank you. I'm gonna cry
I know what it's like. I lost my last two grandmothers. And I know how hard it is. Believe me, holidays are going to be very hard.
Totally.
But I have heard that if you look up to the sky and wave and say hello to your Nana, she'll be able to hear it. And I know that it's strange to do that, but honestly, it has helped me so
much. Catch me literally waving at the sky every day.
And I want to let you know that me and my family are sorry for your loss. I'm sending you hugs throughout this voicemail.
Thank you so much.
And I know you have lots of friends and family who will give you many hugs. But I want to say thank you to you guys for Taylor Watch. This podcast is amazing. I love learning more about Taylor and hearing all about the Eras Tour and your guys' time there. I'm really happy you guys got to see her in Paris and Miami, and honestly, so happy for you guys. And I know this weekend is going to be very hard, last three shows, but this is going to be an amazing 3 shows. And I know it's sad, but the memories we all make was worth it.
I love this girl.
She's so sweet.
That's what I wanted to call. I'm so sorry, Kelly. My condolences from my family to yours.
Oh.
Hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Thanks, Haley.
Thank you so much. That
was so sweet.
That was the sweetest. That felt like a pep talk from like our mom, you know? Like that was the sweetest message. Thank you so much for saying that. Wait, I want to say 2 things that I forgot to say. Last episode. One is something that just happened yesterday that people will freak out about that I haven't told anybody yet. And the other one was, this is morbid, but I was in my house when, you know, I was at my house when we found out that my grandmother passed away. My dad got the phone call and he like came in from the garage and told us, and we all like big family hug, like, you know, it was like a really emotional moment. But like I said, my parents always have the Alexa playing music in the background playing while this like big emotional moment was happening was I Can Do It With a Broken Heart by Taylor Swift. And so I was like, I can't. We're like having like a crying hug and in the background, and I can do it with a broken.
She's trying to send like you a subliminal message.
No, literally, like I almost like cracked up. So I was like, I can't believe. And then immediately after, the next song was Night Changes by One Direction, which is my brother loves.
Yeah.
And of course with Liam and all that. So it was just like was crazy. So that was one. I meant to say that the other day. So Nana's watching me and Taylor's watching me at the same time for that moment.
That's funny.
Hilarious. But then listen to this. So yesterday I went to get my nails done. And I got, for the first time in months, by the way, so I finally don't have jank-ass nails that are, like, glued on. I went to grab my Christmas tree, which is, I have a Christmas tree stand right below my apartment. So it's, like, I just have to bring it right upstairs. Perfect. And past couple of years, it's been great. I've gotten real trees. So I go up to the tree thing, and no one's around for some reason. Like, usually it's pretty bustling.
Yeah,
It was, like, 7 o'clock, 6:30. And, I go, the guy's like, oh, of course, here, how about, and I told him, I was like, I want a tree about as tall as me, maybe a little bit shorter, like, whatever. Picks up a tree, and it's, like, the perfect tree, like, the first one. I was like, could I be so lucky that, like, the first tree is, like, the most perfect tree? I was like, I don't even want to look anymore. I think this one's perfect. So he's wrapping it up. I've got a hat on and my big coat. Like, I'm very covered up. Nobody can see my face, like, whatever. And I'm kind of facing away as I'm, like, paying for this tree. And the tree's, like, you know, posted up next to me. Some lady walks by. I have my back to her. And she stops and goes, oh, that's a beautiful tree.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, thank you. I turned around. I said, thank you so much. It was the first one I picked. Can you believe it? And she goes, yeah. And then she goes, by the way, I can feel your energy. I'm a psychic. My thing is one block up. My name is Grace. Come talk to me when you're ready. And then walks away, hands me a thing and walks away. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my
God.
She
didn't see, like, I wasn't like crying. You know, I didn't, all I said to her was, nice tree, right? Can you believe it? Like, I didn't say anything about my Nana. I didn't say anything about anything.
Crazy.
She literally stopped me in my tracks and was like, I can feel your energy. Come to me when you're ready. I was like,
whoa, are you gonna go to her when
you're
ready?
I'm definitely gonna go to her when I'm ready.
Yeah.
I thought about, I almost in that moment was like, well, my Nana just died. Yeah. So this makes a lot of sense. And I was
I
gotta see if she knows. I gotta see if she knows. So, but yeah, she said she has got a spot one block up for me.
Crazy.
Like, that's crazy, which I don't really go on.
Maybe that
street.
Was your Nana, like, sending
no
you a
joke.
Sign.
Like, something
yeah,
weird.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Something weird there. So, for people that believe in that kind of shit, how about that story?
I just love that little tidbit of her being like, it made me feel better to, like, look up at the sky and wave.
No, of course. Are you kidding me? It's like the sweetest thing.
Yeah.
No, I catch me like waving at the sky every time.
Yeah,
you see
I know.
Me, like,
seriously.
Oh man, thank you so much, Haley.
Yeah,
that
thanks,
was a really,
Haley. That
really
was
a
really
voice
sweet
now.
Message.
Really sweet.
Okay, next one.
All right.
Hey, ladies. Lexi here from Kentucky.
Hey, Lexi.
Watcher, listen to y'all every week. My question for you both is: how are y'all celebrating this last weekend of the Eras Tour?
Ooh.
And then should I go all out and throw an Eras Tour ending party? Thoughts.
Ooh.
Anyway, love you, ladies. Forever a Taylor watcher.
Thanks,
yay!
Lexi.
Absolutely. Throw
absolutely
a party.
Go all out
do
this
all
weekend.
That.
Yes.
I cannot. I have to go somewhere on a top secret work trip.
Ooh.
But it's not top secret. It's top secret from a couple people that are in this office, so I can't talk about it. It's rat race. But a couple people are competing in it, and I'm supposed to be a surprise person.
Okay.
I'm not actually not going to be here that day. So you're gonna. catch me in like a weird hotel room with like an ambiguous background. Damn, I was gonna say
we could do something.
I know, I wish. Maybe
on
I wish.
Yeah, maybe I'll have like my friends over on Sunday or something.
Yeah,
I
you should. I'll be literally like streaming it from a hotel room.
But no, definitely have like all your friends over, stream, have everything going, make some cookies, make everything.
Yep. Definitely do as like, just like we did for a listening party for Torture Poets. Like, get some. There are so many, so many bakeries. Local bakeries have been loving to do this lately. The Taylor Swift themed cookies and stuff like that. So look and look at your like local bakeries and local places for little little like Swifty things, because they are aplenty. And really fun. And just do it big. Do it up.
You know, it's the last one ever. Might as well.
We might have, you know what, Gia?
Oh.
We have not really discussed the possibility that Taylor Nation might stream the last concert themselves. Because remember they were streaming like the openers for a while?
Yeah.
In earlier days?
Yeah.
And people thought maybe they would start streaming the shows or whatever. So we can't rule out the possibility that there will be like an official live stream on the last show for everyone to watch. But if people are at this point unsure where to watch the live like the live feeds of the concert that people put on, of course we have Tess who is really good at monitoring it. She is on YouTube, I think Twitch as well.
Yeah,
but if you search on YouTube or on Twitch, it's just easier that way because it's up on your you can put it up on your TV if you have a smart TV. And just look for the Eras Tour. Like, someone will be
streaming.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can pull it up on YouTube so easily. That's how I always usually do it. Yeah.
And they're both great. Like, they're both really good. But then, yeah, if you're a purist and you like, you know, the old school, like Tess does it on her phone and Instagram and everything, like she's really good at finding the streams and curating the streams as well. So,
yeah, definitely go all out and send us some pics if you do.
Please do.
And tag
Please
us
do.
In whatever you guys.
Yay.
And if anyone is having some parties, some celebrations, even if you're just getting with your friends, watching it by yourself, having a party of one.
Party of one. I'll be having a party of one. So that'll all be fun. Also, too, if you are going, we need to see it. We need all the boots on the ground. We can get all of them. Pictures, videos, anything.
Yep.
If you're there, if you see something cool, send it to us.
Yep.
Whether either to Taylor Watch or to our personals. I don't even care. I'm looking. I've been looking in my others, because I feel like good people get caught up in there. Like, it filters out
the hidden messages. Is so annoying.
It's so annoying. Yeah. It's like a lot of trash, but then some good people get caught in there. And I'm like, how are you in, like, mentioned in your story? I know.
Like, sometimes like brands get in there. I'm like,
whoa.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. But anyway, so yes, boots on the ground. Always let us know.
Okay, let's jump into DMs. This is an interesting one. Hello, ladies. Your show is absolutely spectacular. A question that has been on my mind lately is as follows. Taylor's first interview post-tour, the what, where, when, how, but most importantly, who does she pick for what will have to be a brain dump of her last 2 years? Professionally, personally, artistically, the Zygus takeover of the world in the palm of your hand. Who on earth is she going to pick? Anyway, your thoughts? Personally, I'm hoping for a 2-hour sit down at her place in Rhode Island, overlooking the ocean, sipping wine with Beyonce, and just chatting away and spilling tea.
Could you imagine?
She would make an excellent host because she really understands Taylor's world from a professional songwriting and fame aspect. Keep up the positivity, Adam, Kansas City. He said come to KC for a game, but
it's too late now. Very interesting question.
Yeah.
I have never thought of it until now, and you're right, this is a huge thing. Who would she talk to? I think it would be have to be an in conversation with someone she feels very comfortable with.
Yeah.
I
was thinking like 60 minutes.
Maybe, but even then, like, is that big enough? Like, I also wonder if she would do something with traditional media. Mm. I kind of feel like no. Because at this point, she's not going to talk to Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
She's not going to talk to Billboard.
She's
already talked to Time.
Like, what if she does like a People? People's like, no.
I don't think it'd
maybe
be
like a Vogue.
Like
maybe Vogue.
Maybe
and
Vogue
she does the cover.
Vanity Fair.
Yeah.
One of those.
A Vanity Fair Vogue cover. I would love that.
Or if she does. And the thing, too, is like, it could be a, you know, it could be like Folklore Long Pond Sessions, a Disney Plus situation.
I wonder what people would prefer more, like someone kind of holding the reins of the interview in like a Vanity Fair or Vogue kind of aspect, or in like a Disney Plus like streaming situation where like she kind of controls the narrative,
totally.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So, but yeah, I am kind of interested because I feel like an interviewer maybe would ask some like harder hitting questions.
Agreed. Like a nonpartisan.
Like, why is debut not a part of the set list?
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
And Gia, could it be us? Could she choose us?
Yes.
Should we start getting our questions together?
I think she should pick us.
She could pick us. Yeah. Like, we'd be good. Like, we would need, like,
I mean, we would know what to ask.
We would know what to ask. We would need, like, a couple days prep, like, just to make sure we have our shit together.
We need, like, 2 months prep.
No, I know. But, like, say it was, like, in 3 days. Like, we wouldn't sleep for 3 days. No. And then we'd have to come up with what we're saying and what we're doing. But, it could be us. But here's what I think, though, Gia, now that we're talking about it out loud. All of these things will probably be in, like, the whatever possible mystery Eras Tour documentary.
Yeah,
I
feel like a lot of our questions will be answered in that. Yeah.
And an interview doesn't necessarily do it justice. Mm. But I am curious. Like, I loved the Time interview. I thought that was, like, really well done. And I think that it was, like, glimpsed enough of her, like, sense of humor and how honest she'll be. And, like, she had somebody over her house and whatever. Like, I thought that was an amazing interview. I wonder if there's anyone that she trusts enough to have a candid interview like that again. Like, at this point, I don't know.
Also, like, there's stuff about, like, tortured poets that I'm so interested. Just about, like, the writing process of tortured poets that I feel like we didn't really get, because she didn't do, like, any, like, interview, late night interviews or anything like that.
So,
like,
so interested.
Like, I would like some sort of interview about just, like, maybe the past 2 years that she's had, the past year and a half that she's had, whereas it's not so much Eras Tour exclusive. It's more just about, like,
behind the scenes.
Yeah.
What she's been doing while also doing the Eras Tour.
Yeah,
because it does seem like she's been, she's living a double life.
Yeah, exactly.
Living a triple
she's
life. And
directing
ways.
A movie, wrote a 30-song album.
She's
like,
the busiest bitch
in
the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
I my first thought was 60 Minutes, but I think a Vogue cover would be
tremendous.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it would be tremendous. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
Okay. Hi, besties. As we approach the end of the Eras Tour heartbreak, I've been thinking about what Miss Girl might have up her sleeve. Ooh. I've been trying to redirect my attention from a TV announcement to some other surprise. I can't handle another fake out, so I noticed since the end of the European leg, she's had a guest at every city: Miami, Florence, New Orleans, Sabrina, and Toronto Gracie. Mm-hmm. Do you think she's going to finish with a bang and have another guest? Maybe even one at all three shows. Mm. Maybe Jack and or Aaron, since they have such big parts in a lot of these albums, or maybe guests that would hint at the next Taylor's version. I can't help but go there. Yep. Anyways, sorry for rambling. Would love to hear your thoughts.
I loved that and didn't feel like it was rambly at all.
No, not at all.
I loved that so much. And I think yes to a guest.
Mm,
I think at least one guest.
Definitely
one night.
At least one guest. I would put...
I'd put everything on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what night, if not all three, but I think at least one.
Yeah.
And I think there is some validity to the idea of Jack or Aaron or something. Although Jack was just in London, so, and that was kind of recently. Mm-hmm. Like, people, it doesn't feel recently, but
maybe
it was.
Maybe Aaron,
but, like, will the crowd pop as hot for Aaron? Like, love Aaron, obviously, but he's the playmaker for all the sad songs, so
yeah.
It'd have to be.
That is a good point. You know,
although he did help. I mean,
maybe
he helped
Post.
With the manuscript, didn't he? Could be Post.
Like, everyone.
Like, if she finally brought Post
out
instead of
Yon. Yeah, so many people have been clowning for Post coming out.
Imagine she brings out Post instead of Yon.
Yeah,
finally.
That would be great. Or Post and Yon
Post
come out
and
together.
Yon at the same time.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm going to look and see about the manuscript and the writing credits.
I thought Aaron Dessner was on a few.
He
songs.
Is. Yeah, he's on. But he's on. Remember, he's on a few and most of the anthology.
Yeah.
And he is. It's produced by him.
Okay.
It's an Aaron song.
That makes sense.
So if I would be. If he were there, like, playing for the manuscript, I don't know. Like, there's just, I don't know who would be the, I think the only pop that would really go crazy would be, like, a Post Malone. Like,
yeah,
I agree.
We
had everybody else. We've had
or,
Ed.
Or
we had
someone,
Florence.
Like, that we're not, we can't even expect. Like, she said, like, maybe
true.
Someone that is, teases someone on a Taylor's version. Oh, maybe Faith Hill.
Faith Hill could be.
Imagine. That would be
Tim
cool.
Tim McGraw featuring Faith. Well, we got Tim McGraw.
Yeah, she just did Tim McGraw. That's
so
true.
So maybe not.
Maybe, like...
But didn't she do Tim McGraw to open
our
the show?
Our song featuring Faith Hill.
True.
Didn't
she
know.
Do Tim McGraw to open the show, though? Like, wasn't Tim McGraw in the first, like, in Arizona night one? Glendale night one?
No, I think she did our song Glendale night one. Let me see.
Was it? Maybe she did both.
No, I think she did our song in Vegas, because that's the one that Jake Shane went to.
Right.
Glendale night one surprise songs. It was... Okay, Variety... Be more annoying with your ads. It was Mirrorball. Oh, yeah, you're right. Mirrorball and Tim McGraw.
There we go. Yeah. There we go.
So fabulous. Open and closed with Tim McGraw. That would be, I would like that.
There we go.
Wow. Great songs.
I know.
Mirrorball, Tim McGraw, and State of Grace, and This Is Me Trying.
Damn.
Yeah, good.
Damn.
Good.
That's
ad.
A good
yeah.
That's a good lineup. But yeah, so we'll have to see.
Keep our eyes peeled.
Yeah, keep our eyes peeled, which we'll do, but I think yes to a guest at least once.
Yeah.
At least
I agree.
One night. It's just kind of been the theme.
Yeah.
Going
yeah.
You know, all around. Has it been the theme? Like, no, I guess not the whole time.
Because, no, but
she's
US.
US
or the last leg, should I say.
Last leg yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
did it.
Yeah.
But yeah, God, what a
Ooh. It is so crazy. I just cannot believe that the Eras Tour is ending.
I can't believe it either,
It blows my mind that yeah. the first time we went was more than a year ago.
Like, no, it's crazy.
So
and
much
and
longer
ago.
Than a year,
a year
ago.
And a half
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's just
Almost
so
exactly.
crazy to me.
Beginning of June.
Even like in May
end
of
May.
Yeah, like when we went in.
It was like May 30th, 31st. Like it was the last week of
yeah,
May.
Yeah, yeah.
Memorial Day weekend.
So it's yeah. just so wild. Yeah. So much has changed.
I know.
So everything has changed.
All I know
is in the dawn. You'll be mine and I'll be yours. All I know since yesterday is everything has changed.
I would be. We
Damn,
crushed
everything
that again.
Has changed.
Everything really has changed. Everything has changed.
Yeah, like, it is so crazy.
Everything has changed. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm very happy for Taylor that she's
too.
Finally going to get a little bit of a break.
Yep.
I'm happy for all the dancers, all the mm-hmm. tour managers, mm-hmm. all the production people. I mean, what an unbelievable accomplishment
for everyone.
The guys
who drive the buses.
Yeah, everyone. Every little detail, there is someone that handles it, and there's so many little details in a tour like this. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it just goes without saying that this tour has just been so unbelievably phenomenal. So
yep.
to see it end is definitely bittersweet. But yeah, it's time.
It's time.
Time for it
yeah.
to end.
It feels like the right amount of time has gone by. It feels like leaving us wanting a little bit more,
yeah.
but definitely sufficiently satisfied.
Yeah.
Also a separate shout out to Vancouver who have they've been very much in the Swiftie
yeah,
spirit.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got Swift
like marquee lights all
marquee
over the
lights
place.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Did we see if the stadium got the friendship bracelet from Toronto?
No, I haven't seen anything.
I haven't seen
yet,
anything yet,
yeah.
but we gotta make sure that happens.
Yeah.
Because that's
hopefully.
Very important. Now.
I mean, it's in Canada.
It's in Canada. Shouldn't be
yeah.
so hard, but
yeah.
it is far across. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So who knows how that travels.
We still have a day.
We still have a day. Yeah,
yeah.
yeah that's right. We're, you know,
well, from this
it's
time,
Wednesday.
We have 2 days. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's Wednesday in our world right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll just have to soak up every last moment. Remember these moments and promise me this. You'll stand by me forever. And God forbid fate should step in.
And force us into a goodbye.
And you'll have children someday. And when they point out the pictures,
please tell them my name.
Tell them how the crowds went wild.
Tell them how I hope they shine.
Because long live the walls we crashed through. I had the time of my life with you.
Fighting dragons with you. Oh, man. I have chills. Literally chills.
No, I know. We're not even singing it. And I still have chills.
I'm sad, but happy.
Sad, but happy.
Yeah.
Bittersweet's the perfect way to describe it.
Yeah,
but,
totally.
All right. So, enjoy going into the weekend. Remember game time if you want to get there last second.
Yep.
They've got your last minute ticket deals. And we will see you on the other side.
Yeah. See you for the last Eras Tour recap.
Oh, sick to my stomach about it, too. Goodbye to you guys.
Love you
so
guys.
Much.